This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
There's a new drug for the treatment of the virus that causes AIDS, an HIV treatment. It's called Truvada. And here to tell us more about Gilead Sciences, that's the company that won approval from the FDA for this drug, is our own Shannon Pettypiece. Shannon, great to have you with us here on the studio.
Good to be here, Pim.
So
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, Gilead Sciences. I mean, they've been really one of the leaders, if not the leader, in HIV treatment therapies. Tell us about this new drug and where it fits in the strategy for Gilead.
So you're absolutely right. Gilead actually is the world's biggest maker of HIV treatments. That is pretty much all they do. And this drug is already on the market as a treatment for AIDS. But what it won approval for is as a prevention. So this, which is sort of what AIDS researchers could only dream about 20 years ago, is a pill you take every day before you're infected with the virus. And it prevents the virus, if you're exposed to it, from getting into your healthy cells, hijacking them, and replicating them. So essentially a drug you can take every day to prevent you from getting infected. It's really probably one of the biggest scientific breakthroughs we've had in the fight against AIDS in probably at least a decade.
So it's only for people who are HIV negative.
People who aren't infected yet. And now the AIDS community says this probably isn't going to be one of those things that's used by everyone. It would be for people who are really high risk for getting infected, who probably aren't already using condoms because, you know, for whatever reason. So people like sex workers, people who have multiple partners, gay men who are particularly high risk of getting infected, those are the people who are going to benefit this most. It's not going to be the type of drug you want to take if you're not in one of those high risk groups, for example.
Now, in today's Bloomberg story, we mentioned a market estimated at 415,000 preventive patients, perhaps. Mm-hmm. What kind of money does this translate into for Gilead?
Well, in the U.S., this drug is very expensive, at least $12,000 a year. Now, the question is, one, who's going to pay for this? Medicaid, which would cover a lot of people who
that would
are
come
in
from
this
the states. Medicaid,
yes, that would have to be paid for by the government. So, are they going to pay for this for healthy people who aren't infected but who are at high risk for getting infected? Are insurers going to pay for this? So, we have to answer the question of who's going to pay for it, because at $12,000 a year, the market might be quite small of people who are willing to take this if they aren't infected yet. But yes, the CDC estimates that, you know, roughly 500,000 Americans are at high risk for getting HIV. So there is potentially a very big market here. The question now will be, how widely is this adopted and is there anyone to pay for it, at least in the United States?
And the growth prospects for this internationally when so many nations have been cutting back on aid?
Yeah. So outside of the U.S., it's a completely different story. Inside the U.S., doctors are talking about this like it could really actually help end the epidemic here, that there's people who aren't going to be reached by other preventative methods. And they think this could really play a role. Outside the U.S., when you talk to AIDS advocates, they say they are completely dumbfounded with how the logistics and the funding for this would work. Right now, there's about 7 million people who are already infected that the world doesn't have enough money to get treatment to them. So there's 7 million people already infected that we're not getting treatment to. So they aren't sure how then we would give a pill to prevent infection in potentially millions of people when we can't even treat all of those people who are already infected. And even though the price is less outside the U.S., it's as little as $100 in some countries, about $500 in South Africa, it's still, when you're talking about this massive scale of people, it could be billions of dollars to get this to all the high-risk people out there.
Well, I thought that was an interesting quote from the FDA commissioner, Margaret Hamburg, saying that every year about 50,000 U.S. adults and adolescents are diagnosed with HIV infection.
Yeah, and that people can say we don't need this. This is what the supporters of this drug say. They can say, well, we don't need a pill because we've got condoms. Well, and the supporters of this pill will say, well, if condoms work, we wouldn't have 50,000 new HIV infections. So obviously for some people, condoms aren't enough. It's not working. So that's why they think there's a real opportunity for this drug here.
Switching gears, we had earnings out earlier from Abbott Labs, second quarter earnings beating estimates. What's happening with that company?
Well, Abbott's an interesting one right now. They are actually breaking into two companies by the end of the year. One that'll be Pure Pharmaceuticals and another that's going to sell all the other Abbott products like nutritional drinks and diagnostics and some devices. So they're breaking in two. So what everyone wants to know now is what are these two companies going to look like? And Abbott hasn't really given us very much insight into that yet.
Why haven't they?
Well, they say they will by the fall. They said by the fall, they're going to give some more insight, some more clarity. And by January 1st, these two companies will be operating separately. But there's I got emails today from a couple bondholders, people in the credit markets who are growing frustrated with this because they want to know more about what this new company is going to look like, how much debt's it going to have, what's its credit rating going to be like. And Abbott announced this breakup back in October. So this has been a long time. Everybody's been sitting waiting. Abbott says more details to come, they're to come, but now a lot of people just impatiently waiting to see what's going to happen with these two companies going forward.
Shannon, I got to ask you, we don't have much time, but Vivas, the shares of Vivas, 35 million shares traded today, up 10%, $29.15. They got approval for their anti-obesity drug.
Yeah, two, 3 years ago, people thought it was going to be impossible to get a new obesity drug to the market. Now we've had two in the past 3 weeks, and that's a third on the way. So they're coming, finally.
I want to thank you very much. Shannon Pettybe's joining us from Bloomberg News.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.